Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
February 16, 1919 America, New York. Palin libel case isn't likely to end efforts to weaken press protections. Lawyers sympathetic to revisiting libel law say several cases in the courts could be used to re-examine long-standing Supreme Court precedent. Sarah Palin failed to convince a jury and a federal judge that an error in a New York Times editorial was a result of actual malice. February 16, 1912 America, New York, post office scandal, MPs call for full postmaster compensation. The government must fully compensate post office staff who were wrongly accused of fraud, MPs say. February 16, 1912 America, New York, citizens' advice, millions affected by festive post delays. People missed post over Christmas due to pandemic-related royal mail delays, the charity says. February 16, 1911 America, New York, train services down by a fifth after COVID slump. Some commuters have complained amid uncertainty about a return to pre-pandemic service levels. February 16, 1900 America, New York, Dungeons & Dragons spin-off sought by Hasbro activist. Alta Fox Capital Management has nominated five directors to the toy company's board, saying its stock has been trailing the broader market. February 16, 1848 America, New York, Charlie Munger expects index funds to change the world, and not in a good way. Warren Buffett's business partner says passive funds like those run by BlackRock wield too much power. February 16, 1827 America, New York, the Education Department will wipe out loans for students defrauded by DeVry University. It's the first such move involving a for-profit chain that's still in business. For several years, DeVry University advertised that 90% of its graduates found work in their field within 6 months, when only 58% did. February 16, 1801 America, New York, Ryan Bourne's ironic mention of Tyler Cowen. In an article titled, "The Expert Bias Toward COVID Catastrophe Has Been Exposed," The Telegraph, February 15, 2022, economist Ryan Bourne of the Cato Institute writes, as the title suggests, about the many expert failures during the COVID pandemic. February 16, 1744 America, New York, regulators investigate short sellers over influence on stock prices. Prominent short sellers including Carson Block and Andrew Left are said to have received search warrants as part of an ongoing investigation into possible manipulation of stock prices. Carson Block, the founder of Muddy Waters Research, was the subject of a search warrant. February 16, 1726 America, New York, Texas sues to strike down the federal mask mandate in airports. The state's attorney general said the mandate was unconstitutional, even though the Supreme Court recently declined to hear a similar case. Travelers at George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston. February 16, 1726 America, New York, Texas sues to strike down the federal mask mandate for air travelers. The state's attorney general said the mandate was unconstitutional, even though the Supreme Court recently declined to hear a similar case. Travelers at George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston. February 16, 1715 America, New York, Daniel Loeb sees roughly $1 trillion of untapped value in Amazon. The activist investor's Third Point counts Amazon as one of its biggest holdings. He made the assessment on a private call with the hedge fund's investors, and there's no sign he is pursuing an activist campaign on the tech company. February 16, 1706 America, New York, UK to scrap golden visa scheme for foreign investors. It comes amid pressure on ministers to cut links to Russian money over the crisis in Ukraine. February 16, 1704 America, New York, Market Talk, February 16, 2022. Asia. China's factory gate inflation eased to its slowest pace in 6 months and consumer price growth also softened in January amid weakening property sector demand, new coronavirus curbs and government efforts to rein in surging materials costs. February 16, 1702 America, New York, AUD, USD rate rebound susceptible to slowdown in Australia employment. The update to Australia's employment report may undermine the recent rebound in AUD, USD as job growth is expected to hold flat in January. February 16, 1700 America, New York, former Goldman Sachs banker details plot to loot 1MDB. Tim Leisner testified at the trial of a former colleague, Roger Ng, who faces bribery and money laundering charges. Roger Ng, a former Goldman Sachs banker in Asia, heading into court on Wednesday. February 16, 1653 America, New York, First FT. NATO says Russian troop numbers still rising near Ukraine. Plus, Ericsson says it may have paid ISIS and Apple shareholders urged to vote against CEO pay package. February 16, 1632 America, New York, Nick Clegg gets bigger role at Facebook owner Meta. The former UK Deputy Prime Minister has been named the firm's President of Global Affairs. February 16, 1614 America, New York, regulators investigate short sellers over influence on stock prices. Prominent short sellers including Carson Block and Andrew Left are said to have received search warrants as part of an ongoing investigation into possible manipulation of stock prices. Carson Block, the founder of Muddy Waters Research, was the subject of a search warrant. February 16, 1555 America, New York, union election is set at Amazon's Staten Island warehouse. The timing of the vote coincides with an election at Amazon's warehouse in Bessemer, Ala. Outside Birmingham, Amazon's distribution center on Staten Island. A union election will be held there March 25-30. February 16, 1555 America, New York, jurors in Sarah Palin trial knew of judge's decision to dismiss. The judge said several jurors acknowledged knowing about his decision but said it had not played any role whatever in their deliberations. Sarah Palin leaving federal court in Manhattan on Tuesday. February 16, 1549 America, New York, how are you feeling about returning to the office? Tell us. Tell us what you're worried or excited about as you prepare to potentially leave remote work behind. Employees entering the headquarters of Morgan Stanley in New York. February 16, 1548 America, New York, as Omicron recedes, people head back to work, census data show. The number of workers out because of COVID-19 falls, suggesting the labor market is bouncing back. February 16, 1531 America, New York, Fed prepared to tighten policy more aggressively if inflation persists. Officials appear to be set on March rate rise, according to minutes from latest meeting.